Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I wonder if people's dildos are sanitized? Hang on a second here.
Because we did the... UV light story the other day. You can use the UV light.
Hang on here. Yeah. We weren't talking to anybody there except for ourselves, I think.
Oh, we weren't? Okay.
I might have eliminated that push. Check it out. I might have...
Accidentally erased something?
Yeah, I might have. I'm a little confused right now.
Or moved it?
So the rejoiner might not have fired.
No, it did.
It did? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So due to circumstances.
Let us know if you can hear us in our affiliates here.
Beyond our control. We're on the air.
Yeah. So what were we saying now?
Oh, I don't know what I was saying.
Nick, you were here.
Dildos.
Dildos. Oh, yeah.
You brought up dildos. Yeah,
Nick, you were here.
Thank you. Dildos.
Craig,
by the way, about 40% of the time, you just yell dildos. We were talking about that, right?
He's just playing the odds.
I wonder, when people deliver stuff, is that down on the list since they're not emergency?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, like alcohol is. You mentioned off the air sales of alcohol is up, obviously.
There's a dildo shop.
Or dildos up.
In my neighborhood, and Christy walks by it and said there were cars in the parking lot the other day.
Nice neighborhood.
I mean, it's a couple miles away. She takes a long walk.
I know where you live.
It's in between.
Dildo shops are in nice neighborhoods, too.
Yeah. You know what's going to come to a grinding halt is the bong sharing. You can't go over to your buddy's house.
We talked about that.
Pass the bong around.
You're sharing a bong.
Bring your own bong.
Right. Yep. That's what I'm going to do in the future. If I want to do any socializing, I'll just have a stockpile of pipes. Yep. And here, you load up your pipe.
Then everybody's got to clean them, though.
No, you get to keep it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just...
Bring your own pipe.
Take that home with you.
Everybody gets their own pipe.
All right.
So as soon as the coast is clear, I'm going to go pipe shopping. I guess the pipe shops are
You're
open,
a pipe
though.
Shopper from way back.
Yeah. You said shopper?
I did.
Yeah, but I think those places are open, too. The so-called tobacco outlets.
Well, in our city, we're not in a lockdown, so you can do stuff.
And I understand.
Except for bars and restaurants.
Of course they're going to stay open to make a little money.
Yeah.
Unless someone tells them to shut down.
Yeah.
Okay, I found, this is Newsweek, Craig. The week ending March 21st, alcoholic beverages spiked 55%. Hard liquors, spirit sales increased by 75%. This is the week ending March 21st. Do you think it's going to level off, or do you think it's going to keep going up?
Not all the month of April until if we hit some curve. People are drinking to forget, to relax. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of tense, a lot of anxiety. You know, not everybody does drugs.
Most of the rises occurred in conjunction with various states' stay-at-home orders.
That's right. So you get you're ponying up the alcohol first. Packing a house full and get to stay at home with your alcohol.
Yeah, because a lot of this is online purchases.
Yeah.
I think Pennsylvania went that way now.
Somebody sent emails and said they're going to start.
No, Pennsylvania is resuming online liquor sales.
Yes, okay, people are going crazy.
You can't go in the liquor store, but you can order
it online.
Yeah,
the stores are still closed.
The thing about vodka
but
is
demand
you
is
want
high.
It now. I don't want it 3 days from now.
I know.
And customers can only buy 6 bottles.
Yeah, you can't hoard it.
From a limited selection per order.
That lasts about a month, 6 bottles. When you go through a handle, Tito's, how much? Every 3 days now?
No, it's every 4 now. Yeah. Although I could cut it down. I could dial it down to 5.
All right.
So 6 bottles, that would last me a month.
Well, hopefully it's handles is and not just...
Yeah, a handle.
Yeah, and then,
it's got to be the big one.
A fifth or something.
Oh, no, a fifth. That's children's play there. A fifth, child. Come on. You get sucked down a fifth.
I have a lot more variety of liquor at home now.
Yeah. I drink more of a rum.
I better have some rum. Oh, better have some beer, vodka.
Yeah. Vodka, wine. I love beer.
Now I've got a reserve bottle of Kirkland at home now.
Yeah. Just make Todd's alcohol suicide that he was talking about,
That's
Nick.
Right. Yeah.
A little of everything in
Throw
a glass.
Some tequila in there.
Right. Shot of this, shot of this, shot of this.
It's not conducive to waking up, though.
No.
No.
If I was out of work, like Craig mentioned, I'd be drunk every night.
Oh,
it's always Friday night.
Yeah.
That would be right. It would be a handle every 2 days if I didn't have to get up and go to work.
Easily.
The government of Malaysia is apologizing after they published a series of sexist tips.
Oh, you mentioned those tips yesterday, right?
Yes, we did.
Don't nag your husband?
That bit.
We agreed with that one, though.
To help deal with the ongoing coronavirus lockdown. Officials are now expressing regret over the misogynistic suggestions that included advising women to continue to wear makeup and to avoid nagging their husbands.
Would it kill you to wear some makeup? That was Todd's line. Would it kill you to wear some makeup?
They had also advised women to refrain from being sarcastic if they asked for help with household chores.
I love that. First of all, I'm surprised Malaysia's even apologizing, because that's pretty much a machismo society anyway, right? So they should have said right away, hey, maybe we should say guys should stop bitching too. Nah.
But what about her?
She bitches more.
Right. And if I get asked to do a chore, I'm happy to help because I got nothing else going on.
Yeah, but you're working though.
I told you that, I agreed if we're going to have a bunch of dogs, I'm not picking up dog poop.
Yep.
But I have I'm participating in that. I don't pick up the dog poop, but I am an advanced scout.
I'll say. Oh, you go out. You come back to the. You ride
you're a
out.
Spotter.
You ride out ahead. Yeah. You ride out ahead and come back.
I do.
Hey, there's some turds over there.
There's a couple in the river rocks. There's one over here.
An advanced scout.
Yeah, I point out.
That's great.
Any piles of poop that she might miss. Although she's usually on it. She usually cleans up the yard two,
three
times a
day. You're like Lassie with the boy in the well. You come back. Yeah. There's a turd out there, Todd? Yes. There's a turd out there. Yes.
Found one.
Good boy. Found a turd.
Turd by the woodshed.
They're golden retrievers. It's not like they're tiny little turds. It should be pretty easy to find.
I know. They are easy to find.
They're mountainous turds.
Yeah, but there's some parts of the yard where, like, we've got a bunch of mulch, and it camouflages pretty well.
But that's even worse, though. Hey, honey, turn over here.
Right here.
I know I'm standing right over it with a bag, but no, that's your job.
I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. You pick it up. And pick me something neat. Would it kill you? Put some makeup on.
Yeah. There's some laundry piling up, too.
He wipes the sweat off his brow, goes inside. Well, I'm glad I could be of service. Glad I could help, honey.
Before you do the laundry, there's a turd out back.
Oh, my work here is done.
You are helping out, Todd.
That's another surface I forgot to. When I get home, the second I get home, I grab a fistful of disinfected wipes and I go through the house and I rub down everything I think our hands are going to touch, and I forgot about the washing machine.
But nobody's in your house, Todd. I don't get why you're that paranoid.
I think it needs to be cleaned every 24 hours.
Yeah, but nobody's in your house.
I know. I'm well aware.
I know. I think I couldn't do that. It would take me forever. But nobody's in our house except for us four. That's it.
Yeah, but I got it down to a science.
And those
now.
Three aren't seeing anybody.
Takes me about 20 minutes. Yeah.
Which means they could be doing the wiping.
Right.
Since you're the one actually getting out and doing something.
Yeah, they
I think that's unnecessary, since nobody's in your house, Todd.
Are you sure?
Nobody's in your house.
It's not going to magically manifest itself.
Thank you. That's Craig's right.
I'm wasting my time?
Yes.
Well,
nobody's in your house.
You may not be wasting your time, but for that particular purpose,
yes,
you are.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you wash your hands when you get home.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I wash my hands like six times a day.
And you point out more. If you stopped on that, it gives you more time to advance scout for turds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Found a pile.
I just picture him riding a horse out to the backyard, getting to the end of the yard and his horse.
Taking notes.
There's a turd. And my horse pooped too. That's the problem with it. You're advanced scout on a horse. Your horse is pooping too.
Creating more turds.
No, you should head out on foot.
But Craig's right; it doesn't just grow in the corner
magically.
Yeah,
it has to be brought in,
and nobody's
somehow
coming in your
get
house.
There.
Yeah.
That's why you want to stay in.
All right. Well,
if it makes you feel better,
right. It does make me feel better.
Yeah,
makes me feel like the bear that props up the traffic cone.
Right.
Yeah, doing your part.
I'm helping out here.
You know those the hospital ships that they put out there. One of them near Los Angeles.
The one in New York is taking patients that aren't coronavirus for other people, so they're not in the hospitals. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike says it sounds like it's an adult Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Pointing out poop.
Yeah.
A train engineer in Los Angeles deliberately tried to slam into the USNS Mercy hospital ship.
Why? Oh, I saw that.
Because he's a dick. Train.
Yeah. A train.
But why?
He doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Federal prosecutors say 44-year-old Eduardo Moreno admitted running the train off the tracks at high speed near the port of Los Angeles.
Once again.
The train crashed through barriers, came to a stop 250 yards from the ship. I don't know how he was planning on getting over there.
Well,
Police he did this because he didn't believe officials were being honest about the hospital ship's purpose, and he was going to expose the truth.
Great. More freaks.
Nobody was hurt. Now he's looking at a felony count of train wrecking.
That's a charge.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that before.
Oh, no, it must be. Huh. I see why it'd be a felony, though.
And a felony count of train wrecking can put you in prison for 20 years.
Yeah, I would think so.
Train wrecking.
Yeah, because those guys are trusted.
Were there other people on the train with him?
No one was hurt. So I don't know.
Oh, I thought he just didn't want the people getting off the ship and infecting the rest
of
the state.
No. The ships are for the non-coronavirus people.
Okay.
The hospitals, at least one in New York.
These are the hospital ships.
These are hospitals.
No. So these aren't cruises.
People are suffering other things can be put in those hospitals so they don't help. And the hospitals
are kept. And we were lying about why it was there in the first place, and he's going to uncover the truth.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Like
we were
a pizza shop with naked children in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's one of those guys. You know he is.
How do you even do that? There's not a steering wheel in a train, is there?
No, it goes where the track is.
Yeah. You just got to get a head of steam and jump the end of the track and hope you get there,
I guess. That's probably what he was thinking. Get enough momentum going. After it leaves the tracks, it might take the ship out.
There's got to be video of that somewhere.
It was high speed. Yeah, there does have to be video of it somewhere.
He made it. He was close.
Don't do that, kids. You get charged with train wrecking.
Yeah, they had to dust off that law.
Choo-choo. You know he's yelling that, too. He was yelling, choo-choo.
Yeah, when's the last time anybody's been arrested for train wrecking?
I don't know, man. Now, people have been drunk behind the wheel of those things. I mean, the commuter trains and things like that, but they don't do it on purpose. They're just drunk.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, in order for finding poop to be a little more like an Easter egg hunt, I should tell the dogs to try to hide it a little more.
Well, you should go out and just spray
and put
paint
candy
them.
In it.
You should spray paint them pink and light blue.
But they need to put them in spots that are less conspicuous because they're usually, they all poop in the same place normally.
Around the edges?
Uh-huh.
My dog does that, along the fence lines.
Yeah, but you don't have three labs with huge turds.
No, God, no.
My dog's turds.
And I don't pick up turds.
Yeah, my dogs, I pick up turds when I walk the dog.
They seem to favor
the
mulch and the river rock. They seem to like that a lot.
I think she's marking her territory because there's dogs in some of the other yards, so she always likes to poop right over there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But again, I don't pick it up. I just mow over it in the summer. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, they're little ones, right.
They're not big.
You don't need an advanced scout for your dog's turds like Todd does?
Well, honestly, I probably should because they're smaller and harder to spot.
You know, there are those dog turd pickup companies. You should start one of those, Advanced Scout.
Yeah.
You go out and just tell people where they're at, but they still have to pick them up.
You map the piles.
I will go out there and tell you where they're at.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most dog pooper picker-uppers probably don't have that in the budget. They probably don't
just
need
the Advanced Scout.
An Advanced Scout.
Yeah.
So when you run over the dog poop, Wes, he's on the phone now. Do you have it bagged up, or do you just let it spray all over the yard?
Well, generally it's dry.
Yeah, it's dry. Okay.
So I mean, it doesn't, you know.
It's good for the grass.
The only thing you got to worry about in the summer, grass. And I've noticed that you, when I'm running the weed whacker, you gotta watch out for the fresh pile.
Oh, because yeah. Slice it.
Because the weed whacker will just throw that everywhere, and then your legs, you know, it's summer, you got shorts on, dog poop splattered everywhere.
Yeah, because I hear tales of, you know, if you got one of them automatic vacuums, one of them Roombas that goes over and your
runs right into a turd.
Dog happens to crap, you know, while you're at work.
Yeah. It runs right into that.
Yeah, and spreads it all over the house.
Yeah. Looks like a murder scene with poop. Yeah. No, that's my definition of a good day. If I'm mowing and I see the dog poop before I hit it with the weed whacker, that's a good day.
Well, in the future, it might be a great day because we're not doing anything
you
else.
You know, yeah.
We're not doing
standards
else.
Are getting lower.
They are getting lower. I saw somebody tweet out, it was our buddy, the hippie man. He tweeted out that he still had jeans on and it was 7 o'clock. So he was, I don't even know why he put jeans on to begin with. But he said, I still have pants on and it's 7 o'clock. It's been a good day.
He's great on Twitter. He did one of those March 1st, April 1st things. It's just the same exact picture of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's on Facebook, too. He's good.
According to a recently published study in the Journal of Cleaner Production.
Who got that? Should we take that home?
Yeah, I think I need that's in my place.
Need some new periodicals.
New guy's stealing all the good stuff.
Yeah, well, we got lots of time to read now.
Yeah.
Some international engineers believe that urea from urine can be combined with lunar soil and water to create a type of pliable concrete.
Oh, I thought I was going to say it fixed coronavirus.
Oh, so all we need is drink it. Moon dust and piss?
In the morning. I love that show. Love that show.
You need urea from your pee.
Yes.
You need your lunar soil, and you need water. Perhaps your urine could provide the urea and the water.
I think moon dust is just kind of there for eye candy, though. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, oh yeah, she'd be the hot one.
Does
yeah.
not contribute
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
But piss, he's the whole show.
This lunar concrete might then be used to build bases on the moon, is the point here. Researchers indicate that test urine samples supported more weight, held better shape, and were more resistant to extreme temperatures than other compositions.
Is there any...
next time we fly to the moon, we're bringing a bunch of piss?
Or at least urea.
See if we can make some foundations.
Yeah. Any yeah, urine? Astronauts will just be peeing all over.
Any urine on Uranus?
Your rectum.
What?
Sorry, he was down.
Your rectum.
Thank you.
He's muffled.
Yeah, they make all the astronauts just drink a bunch of coffee before they get to the moon. We're going to need you to hold it because we need to make some foundations.
Well, that's pretty cool.
For some moon buildings.
I think I'm always for exploring new worlds, but maybe we should fix ours at this point.
Yeah, we don't need a strip mall on the moon yet.
I think we can get rid of the Space Force, too, for that matter, because that's stupid. Let's bring back when this is over, let's bring back a pandemic team.
Why haven't they done that yet?
Because it was Obama's deal.
Yeah.
You think they would?
No.
No, because whatever he did was a bad idea.
Had to go.
No. And we have to dismantle it.
Couldn't he just call it something else?
Yes, you could have. Stop the diseases.
Yeah. Well, he's got to put his name in there somewhere.
Right. Oh, that's
yeah. Trump's disease force.
Right.
You should set up in the backyard. Oh, set the backyard up like a grid and a battleship. That way you can just sit in the house with the doctors and call out the turds by square.
Oh, that's like cow bingo, cow pie bingo, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You can just sit up on the deck off the
you can see the whole
top floor.
Yeah, the deck off your bedroom. You can look at your whole yard.
B6, honey.
I wouldn't.
That way you'd leave anything.
Binoculars.
You're up there with
your
bong on your deck.
Because, as I said, some of them are a little camouflage, so I'd need something where I could zoom in.
Well, at least that makes it a little more challenging for you.
That's a good idea.
You could get a infrared glasses. They probably pick out poop. Especially the press.
Yeah.
Oh, the fresh ones.
The warmer
fresh
poop,
ones.
Right? Yeah. Mr. Dry One, honey, sorry. Pick up the poop, and when you kill you, put some makeup on.
You just come in from inside. Hey, there's turds out there.
Yeah, that's all he's saying. That's all he's doing. He's not the advanced scout. Yeah, I think I saw a dog poop somewhere out there.
Here's Mike from Arizona. Back in my late teens and early 20s, and me and groups of friends would take a camping trip to the Prescott National Forest a few times a year. One of my buddies would hide hits of acid in little plastic Easter eggs. The more eggs you found, the more hits you got.
That's good for the kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you got kids in the woods.
Just make sure you find all of them that you put out.
Yeah, because
please,
you always miss an egg in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
I used to put 20 out, and there'd be 19 back, yeah. You know.
Labor Day, you find that last one. Hey, there it is.
Yeah, but the hits of acid, were they in the middle of nowhere, at least?
Oh, yeah.
Because a random kid sees an egg, he's going to eat whatever's in it.
National Forest.
Yeah. All right, National Forest.
Then a bear finds one and joins the construction crew.
Oh, yeah, you don't want a bear tripping balls.
No.
That could be dangerous.
Oh, man.
Speaking of dangerous, a British man being charged in the U.S. for selling fake treatments for coronavirus.
Great.
Accused of shipping mislabeled drugs he claimed are cures.
There are none, except for that stuff that Jim Baker was selling. That works.
By the way, they stopped him, but they should go charge him and put his ass in jail. Because they did stop him. They said, cease and desist, you can't do that. And they said he stopped it, but he sold it to a bunch of Jesus freaks. You know he did.
Yeah.
And he should be going to jail. Not, he's a good boy because he likes Jesus. No, he should be going to jail, that scumbag. The silver solution. All they did was stop him from doing it. And he had to apologize or something. I don't think he had to do that. They just stopped him.
Right. That was basically it.
Right, but put this dumbass in jail.
Wasn't that what they did with Alex Jones with that toothpaste, too?
Yes. Yeah. He's still out there, though. What are you laughing at, puss?
What we missed that's completely obvious. Dave on the email, the game that Todd's going to be playing with the backyard and the grid.
What? Yeah.
Battle S's.
Oh, yeah.
Not Battleship.
Yeah. You can't say it, though.
We missed that
it's
one.
It's funny if you can say you actually say the word. It's a lot funnier.
During these trying times, I think essential personnel should be allowed to say that word.
I think so, too.
They need to lift a few restrictions.
And we're risking our lives. S-bomb should be allowed to be said. As far as I'm concerned, the C-bomb, too. Because I'd use that a lot right now.
Only when you turn Australian.
Crikey. Adam Ferrara and Ty Burrell later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.